This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Gee, what up, y'all? It is time for the Raptors Abroad podcast, episode 31 of the 2014-2015 NBA season. This is the Toronto Raptors, your 23-7 Eastern Conference leading Toronto Raptors, taking on the 13-17 Denver Nuggets in Denver. All right, this game was played December 28th, which was yesterday in when this is recorded. And this is podcast number two today, because just before watching this game, I watched the Raptors beat down the LA Clippers in LA, and then recorded a podcast about that, threw that one out to the web, then checked out the Raptors. Actually, you know what? I even took a little pause and I watched Cleveland go ahead and get stomped by the Detroit Pistons, who are looking like a completely different squad after getting rid of Josh Smith, which is weird. I guess because Josh Smith isn't looking bad in Houston, although they did get beat yesterday by the Spurs after being on a streak, so I don't know. More on that when when we see Houston or Detroit. But I checked out that Detroit-Cleveland game, and then after that, on to Raptors-Nuggets. Normally I wouldn't do that, but because I would have a fear that during the Cleveland game they would give me the Raptors score, but I knew that the Raptors were playing 10:30 Eastern time and Cleveland were playing at 7:30, so it wasn't going to overlap. They wouldn't know the Raptors score during that broadcast. So, being someone who's used to watching these games from abroad and being sneaky and using my league pass, gotten pretty good at knowing when I can, where I can and can't look, so there aren't any spoilers out there. All right, so back to this ball game. Let's check it out here. First of all, let me just say, I know he was joking, but they show at the beginning they're interviewing Kenneth Faried and a bunch of the Nuggets, and they're asking them how do they feel about the Raptors and what do they got to look out for. And the first thing Faried says, said it jokingly, but he still said it, was, "They've had a lot of games at home, haven't they?" And, you know, kind of chuckles. And, you know, yes, they have. But now it's balanced out. I mean, it's like one or two games difference. It's not like they've played by far the most home games. There's plenty of teams in the league that have played as many or one or two less. So if the Raptors were just beating everyone by one or two games, then fine. We could talk about that. But I didn't hear any of them mention, oh, by the way, they haven't had their all-star DeMar DeRozan playing for getting on, like, it's getting close to half the season now. I mean, that's like 14 games he hasn't played, and this is game 31. I think this is going to be the 14th or maybe even the 15th game. So it's practically half the season without arguably our best player. Although Kyle Lowry might have something to say about that now, the way that he's been playing. All right, so let's get into this ball game, shall we? First, oh, and by the way, the Raptors beat the Nuggets last time they played in overtime. So looking to sweep the season series here. So in Denver, Mile High Stadium, which is notoriously difficult to play in because of the fact that you're a mile high, so the air is a bit thin. I don't even know if it's Mile High Stadium. That might be football. Yeah, you're right. It's the Pepsi Center. But regardless, you're still way up there in Denver. So into the first quarter we go. And we're going to jump all the way to the 7:46 mark. We're going to talk about the manimal, Kenneth Faried, who I'm pretty sure he wasn't playing the last time the Raptors played, so that certainly helped him in that overtime victory, and he's a great player. You know, everyone's been talking, he was the talk of the summer, the way that USA won the FIBA championship, and he was kind of the star and all-star last year, and just a great, tenacious rebounder, and just coming off a career high, 26 points, 25 rebounds. Yeah, so, and in some ridiculously short amount of time, like 30 minutes. So he's a bit of a threat, and he shows up at the 7:46 mark. He misses a very easy two or three foot hook shot. No problem. He just flies right in and hammer dunks his own miss. I mean, you just don't, as athletic as these guys are in the NBA, you just don't see that very often. Unfortunately for the Raptors, that was not going to be the only time in this ball game that Kenneth Faried broke them off something on the offensive glass. dude, I mean, he's living up to his name. He's called Manimal. He is an animal down there. And showed it on that pretty nasty possession. Then the Raptors come down. They miss a quick shot. And Nuggets break the other way. And Ty Lawson drains a three ball in transition. And they turn a four-point deficit very quickly into a five-point lead. I realize it's early, but it was still an 11-2 run by the Nuggets. And they were up 13-8. Alright, so speaking of point guards, the Raptors got their own point guard. We got a couple of them, in fact. But in this game, we're going to be talking, well, I guess about a couple of guards. Point guard-wise, we're going to be talking a ton about my boy Kyle Lowry. Alright, so you're going to have to bear with me on some of this stuff. And if you're a Lowry fan, turn it up, because you're going to be hearing his name all throughout the podcast. We'll start it off at the 6:05 mark. Lowry curling off a screen on the right wing. Catch and shoot three ball. Yummy. And the Nuggets with that had a three-point lead, 14-11. 30 seconds later, 5:35 mark. Kyle Lowry. Whole bunch of dribble moves. Then he drives to the basket. Draws the big defenders and then dishes it off at the last second to Jonas Valanciunas for the dunk. And I gotta say, Lowry, he's been good at assists all season, but the last few games he seems to have added this extra bit of poise in the paint, where he seems to hang onto that ball for an extra half second before he delivers it, and that little pause gets the defense to shift just that much that the passes they're making are they're much cleaner, and it's more of like a spoon feed for the recipient who can just go up and score easily. So great play by Lowry and JV. Raptors down 1, 14-13. And okay, over the next few minutes, not some super exciting highlights. The Raptors were able to take a 6-point lead. And they really had a chance to put this game away. I mean, not put it away, but build up a significant double-digit lead. But they were just ice cold from the free throw line. It was bizarre. The Raptors missed 6 free throws in the first quarter. Patrick Patterson missed 2 in a row, and Lou Williams missed 2 in a row. It's just shocking. And the Nuggets, doing their part, though, they missed 4 free throws. So helping us out, making it not sting as badly, but still. The Raptors, who, by the way, are the number 3 team in the league in free throw shooting, just under 80%. So to miss 6 in the first quarter is rough. All right, back to the good stuff, though. 51.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Patrick Patterson spotting on the left wing. Grevis Vasquez, who's all the way on the right wing, swings it through traffic. Kind of a dangerous cross-court pass, but it's right on the money. And Patrick Patterson with a catch and shoot. He drains a three ball. However, Nate Robinson, who I've always been a fan of, super exciting guy. He can blow up off the bench. It's done many times. Although I have not seen him have a big game for a while, but dude's talented. He answers the Patrick Patterson three with a three ball of his own. And fortunately for the Raptors, Tyler Hansbrough. And man, you're going to be hearing Hansbrough all podcast. Dude came up huge in this ball game in several moments. So check this one. Tyler Hansbrough at the buzzer, battling for an offensive rebound, and at the last second able to put up a little jump hook and drain it, and give the Raptors a three-point lead, 27-24. Nice work by Tyler. And he continues going into the second quarter. This, for me, was like one of the highlights of the game, and this didn't make it onto the at least ESPN's highlight reel did not make it on there. I haven't checked out NBA.com yet. But 11:37 mark, bit of a broken play. Tyler Hansbrough scoops up the ball, flies into the paint. J.J. Hickson is there to challenge, but Hansbrough goes up with two hands and puts it right down on his head. Like, okay, there was no foul called, and fair enough, maybe there wasn't a foul, but every part of their bodies were touching. Like, they were just totally lined up, and Hansbrough, almost face-to-face, just dunks this ball on his head. Beautiful play by Hansbrough. Nice, strong finish. Raptors up 5, 29-24. And then the next Raptor possession, Tyler Hansbrough, who, by the way, is the all-time leading scorer in ACC history. Doesn't seem that way by the way he plays in the pros, but you know, he played 4 years at North Carolina. So at the 10:50 mark, Hansbrough finds the ball in his hands. He's 18 feet away from the basket, shot clock winding down. He's got to put one up, and he drains a set shot. Nice work there. And then on defense, just 10 seconds later, Kenneth Faried under the basket, going up for the layup. Erased by my boy Tyler Hansbrough. Well done there. And then Hansborough, he did his work. It's time for the Raptor guards to do some work. And boy, did they do work. I'll try and go through it, but man, there was a lot of highlights here, so just bear with me. 909 mark, Kyle Lowry, driving, bank shot, and the foul. Unfortunately for Lowry, which, you know, I'm going to get bored of saying this, but he missed the free throw, so it doesn't finish the three-point play. Raptors, though, up 7, 35-28. 7:55 mark, though, we get Chuck Hayes. That a boy, Chuck Hayes, he gets fouled, goes to the line, makes them both. Not known for his solid free throw shooting, Chuck Hayes leading by example. That's what I like to see. I was really happy about Hayes making both. Because at that point, I was super annoyed with all the missed free throws. All right, 25 seconds later, sweet Lou Williams hitting a tough 20-footer from the right corner. Just a half step away from a three, but hand in his face. He drains it. 6:58 mark, James Johnson. Drives to the paint, draws all the defenders, dishes to Tupat in the left corner. He drains a three ball. Raptors up double digits now, 44-33. Starting to feel like our ball game. 6:22 mark. James Johnson and Kyle Lowry. This was a heck of a play here. Johnson and Lowry running the high screen and roll. Obviously, James Johnson, the screener and the roller. Lowry dribbles it back up high, sees JJ's got a half step on his defender, and he puts this pass right on the money. Perfect alley-oop, and James Johnson knew exactly what to do with that. He goes up, Timofey Mozgov tries to challenge, but JJ's having none of that. He finishes with the two-handed hammer. Raptors up 12, 46-34. Now the Nuggets, though, had Wilson Chandler, who was actually not, he actually missed a few shots during the stretch, but he was able to score 9 straight of the Nuggets points. It wasn't a 9-0 run, but no one else on his team scored. And he was dropping 9 straight points. Without him, they would have been in a world of hurt. The Raptors were looking at pushing this lead into the high teens, and Wilson Chandler just kept getting free throws or draining the short jumper when they needed one during that little stretch. 4:30 mark, though, Raptor guard Kyle Lowry, jumper, he drains a jumper, and then 30 seconds later at the 4-minute mark, sweet Lou Williams filling the passing lane. He gets a steal and open layup. Raptors up 11, 50-39. More Lowry at the 3:23 mark. Nice little dribble drive move, this time with the stop and pop from the right baseline. About 8 feet out, Raptors up 11 and still, 52-41. And then the 2:52 mark, the Raptors get the stop. Kyle Lowry outlets the sweet Lou. He uses a nice little hesitation dribble on Wilson Chandler and then blows by him for the uncontested dunk. So it's kind of a fast break, but really more like transition. And Lou Williams using that drop down to third gear and then shifted into the fifth to blow by Chandler is beautiful. However, Wilson Chandler, who had a decent ball game, he answers that with a three ball. But the Raptors come right back the other way, and sweet Lou Williams draws a foul while shooting a three ball. So he goes to the line. Of course, he doesn't make all three of them, because this is how things are going this ball game. I'm not saying, of course, because it's Lou. Normally, he does make all three, but this one, this trip, he does not. He makes 2 of 3. But still, I'm not complaining. The Raptors with a 12-point lead, 56-44. Although I am complaining, because that lead really should have been 16 or 17 at that point, if not more. 1:22 mark. Kyle Lowry not just doing it on offense, doing it on defense. Blocking Tyson Chandler on the fast break to save what looked like was going to be an easy two. Nice hustle from Lowry there. Nuggets, however, retain the possession because the ball went out of bounds. They're still able to score on it. And the lead is down to 6 all of a sudden, 56-50. And then 49-second mark. Unfortunate situation here. Jonas Valanciunas. He was annoyed with a guy named Yusuf Nurkic. Never heard of him before. Yusuf Nurkic, who a couple of plays earlier got pushed by his own teammate, actually, by Manimal. Jonas got pushed by Manimal into Nurkic's elbow when he was crashing the glass. And JV took a little shot to the back of the head, and I guess he blamed it on Nurkic, because going for an offensive rebound off or defensive rebound off a free throw, Jonas just elbows this guy right in the head. Like, he didn't fully follow through, but he gave him a pretty good shot in the head, and certainly looked like he knew what he was doing. And I was thinking, that was on the Raptors, I'd probably want a flagrant two. I mean, I can understand if it was a flagrant one, but I would have wanted a flagrant two. Luckily for the Raptors, he just gets a flagrant one. Definitely, at least that was deserved. I hope he doesn't get fined for it. I mean, he really didn't hit him that hard, but he definitely threw an elbow into the guy's ear. And I don't care. You don't really have to hit anyone that hard for that to hurt a lot. And not really any place for that in the game, JV, to be honest. A little disappointed with that. And off the possession, Kenneth Faried pulling off that same play he did from the first quarter. He rebounds his own miss. This time it wasn't a put-back dunk. He actually got the rebound on the ground, but he was able to go back up and throw it back in. And the Nuggets are only down two off of that, 56-54. So luckily for the Raptors, they tack on another 4 points from a Sweet Lou jumper, and with 1.1 seconds to go, Patrick Patterson with a couple of free throws. Raptors lead up to six at halftime, 60-54. But that still was a 13-6 close to the quarter for the Nuggets, who were down 13 at one point, only down six. So I'm sure they were happy to be in that position. All right, so third quarter we go. 10:59 mark. James Johnson just looking like an athletic beast here. Aaron Aflalo thought he had an open jumper from about 18 feet away, but man, it must have been a shadow forming over him. James Johnson gets up and spike blocks this away for him, away, which is pretty unusual for mid-range jumpers. Usually when a ball is blocked downwards, it's from someone trying a little layup or a scoop shot, but this one was just pumped like a spike from JJ, and it goes right to Lowry. Lowry scoops it up, he breaks on the play, and tosses a picture-perfect alley-oop pass to T-Ross, and of course T-Ross knew exactly what to do. He goes up with two hands and throws it down. Raptors up six, 62-56. More Lowry, 8:14 mark. He hits a three off the dribble, right wing. However, the Nuggets come right back with the answer, and they alley-oop the manimal, Kenneth Faried. He throws it down easily in transition. Raptor lead down to 370-67. Then Faried comes right back the other way on the next Nugget possession. He hits a mid-range jumper this time. Lead down to 170-69. 6:42 mark, though. Lowry working hard to maintain that lead for the Raptors. He hits a ridiculous layup in transition. Just going at full speed, flying out of bounds, takes a pass from over his shoulder, just takes one look at the rim and flips it up there. Somehow able to go softly off the glass, and it drops. But the Nuggets had an answer. Aaron Aflalo, who's a good player, was super quiet in this ball game until this point. He answers that with a three ball, and all of a sudden, the score is all tied at 72. The lead, which was 13, is no more. So who are you going to call? Well, you're going to call your boy, Sweet Lou Williams. Next Raptor possession, Lou Williams going to his patented hesitation dribble, draws the foul, and drains the mid-range jumper. Goes to the line. Say it with me, folks. Misses the free throw. Raptors up to 74-72. And then the 4:12 mark, Ty Lawson finally gets the lead back for the Nuggets with the and one layup. The Nuggets are up at that point, 79-77. But the Raptors, by the way, we've got our own version of Manimal. All right, I know you got Kenneth Faried, but I talked about him already. We got our boy Tyler Hansbrough, who's not that far off being a Manimal himself. And he breaks off, 2:39 mark. He gets two taps at a miss, the second one going in. So nice couple of offensive rebounds, a couple of points there for Hansbrough. Then Sweet Lou Williams on defense. He draws an offensive foul on Wilson Chandler. Comes back the other way. Uses his hesitation dribble. Draws a foul shooting a three ball. So three free throws. What happens here, though? This shocked even me. And I know I've been going on about it the whole game. He misses two out of three. Only makes one free throw. And that's in a tie ball game. So the Raptors get the lead, 80-79. And at that point, I hadn't counted that cleanly, but they had missed at least 10 free throws. And I'll give you the final numbers when we get to the box score at the end of this ball game. All right, so back to Hansbrough, though. Like I said, we unleash the manimal. He's out of the cage. 140 mark. Nice movement without the ball. He gets free in the paint. Grevis Vasquez with a nice pass to find him. He goes up for the uncontested layup. Then 35 seconds later, 105 mark. Tyler Hansbrough chasing down an offensive rebound that nobody else bothered to go after. this was a long board. It bounced basically between three or four nuggets. But Hansbrough leans in. He's able to bat it out to Lou Williams. Then he hustles up to the top and sets a screen, which Lou uses to drift to his left and drain a three ball. Massive play there by Hansbrough and Lou Williams, and the Raptors' lead is 485-81. The Nuggets, though, they got fight, and they got a couple of feisty guards as well. Ty Lawson gets to the line, drains a couple of free throws, then Nate Robinson filling the passing lane for the steal and the fast break layup, and the ball game is tied at 85. So, Raptors, with the ball, 35 seconds to go. You're going to give it up to your boy, of course, sweet Lou Williams. Lou dribbles down the clock, little move to his left, and drains the three ball. Got used to seeing him do that earlier in the season. He's been kind of missing those lately. So nice to see Lou Williams drain the three just as the shot clock expires. 15 seconds to go on the quarter clock, however, and Nate Robinson able to drain a mid-range jumper before the quarter ends. Raptors up only one going into the fourth quarter, 88-87. So the Nuggets slowly chipping away, and it's hard to say they don't have the momentum on their side. A couple of times it looked like the Raptors were going to put them away, and the Nuggets came right back. And then the fourth quarter starts. Nate Robinson drains a short little 12-foot stop and pop, and the Raptors are down 89-88 right off the bat. And that is when the Raptors absolutely unleash the beast in the name of Kyle Lowry and sweet Lou Williams. Our backcourt absolutely went off. Check it. So Lowry answers that Nate Robinson mid-range with a left wing three ball. Raptors up 91-89. 10:50 mark, Lowry with the drive and then a sweet pass to Lou Williams, who just managed to drift behind the D. It was kind of a weird play. It looked like it was either a lost ball or a turnover, but it was really just nice vision and a good connection by these two players. And Lou Williams kind of lost his defender off the dribble, and Lowry was able to float it to him. Or sorry, not off the dribble. Lou Williams loses his defender off the ball. Lowry drops it to him on the right wing. He drains a three, or it was actually a deep two. Raptors up 93-89. 6:52 mark. Let's fast forward about 3.5 minutes here. Sweet Lou Williams gets the ball on the left wing. He pump fakes the heck out of Nate Robinson, who goes flying past him, takes one dribble, a couple of steps to his left, as he loves to do, and drains the three ball from the left wing. And on the previous possession, he had actually drained two free throws. So that gave the Raptors doesn't sound like much, but felt like some breathing room with a 6-point lead at 196. This game was tight for a long time. Next Raptor possession, 6:32 mark. Kyle Lowry drives, draws two free throws, which he makes. Makes them both. Raptors up 8, 102-94. 6:03 mark, sweet Lou Williams. Trapped on the left wing. Lots of pressure, but out of the corner of his eye, he spots Amir Johnson under the basket, whips a pass in there, and Amir is able to catch and spin and throw it down. Raptors with a 10-point lead, 104-94, and that capped a 9-0 run. Huge. And that was pretty much where the Raptors, yeah, I'm going to say it, that's pretty much where the Raptors won this ball game. Right, a couple more highlights. 3:59 mark. Kyle Lowry breaks down the D off the dribble. He hits the layup and one. Raptors up 11 with the made free throw, 109-98. And what made that even more significant was that was Lowry's 30th point on the night with the free throw. I shouldn't say that made it more significant because that kind of iced the game as well. So, also an interesting point to note. Lowry with 30 off of that. And then to get into the 30 club as well, with 21.4 seconds to go, sweet Lou Williams on the right wing. He drains a three ball to put his point total at 31 on the night. And the poor broadcaster for the Nugget, right after Lou Williams hit that three, I mean, the Raptors were already up big, or, you know, the game was over. He drains a three. Broadcaster just pauses and goes, darn it. You don't usually show that type of at-home frustration, but I can see how it would be frustrating. And the Raptors go on to win that ball game, 116-102. Can I just say what a pleasure it is to sit here and be able to call two Raptor winning games in one day for the Raptors Abroad podcast. Sometimes it's nice, a little delayed gratification. You know, don't watch the game and all the anticipation. I mean, I was bursting at the seams watching these games. If you didn't hear the last podcast, I didn't watch the Clipper game until this morning, and it was played on Saturday. It was Saturday afternoon in Toronto, which is usually I'll catch those games live, but a couple things came up and I couldn't do it Saturday. I could have squeezed it in Sunday, but I didn't want to squeeze it in. I want to sit there and enjoy these ball games. So I waited until today, and man, they did not disappoint. Those Raptors just absolutely coming through with a couple of big victories here. Western Conference road trip. So let's take a look at the box score. The obvious standouts, Kyle Lowry, 12 of 20, 11 assists, 7 rebounds, 30 points. And then Lou Williams off the bench, he's 11 of 18 for 31 points and 5 rebounds. And then the rest of the team, I mean, aside from Grevis Vasquez had a tough ball game. He shot 1 for 10 from the field for only 2 points. He did have 6 dimes, but just struggled a little bit from the field, and T. Ross was 3 of 10. Everyone else was pretty much at or just below 50%. And as a team, they shot 43 of 88, so 48.9%. One more made field goal, and that's 50% from the field. So great shooting from the Raptors. The Nuggets not so lucky at 42.5%. The free throw story, I said I would get to that at the end. Get this, the Raptors missing 12 free throw attempts. They were 20 of 32. Luckily, the Nuggets did us a favor, and they missed 10. They were 24 of 34. And the Raptors did win this one by 14, but I think that could have been a factor. If one of these teams could have made all of theirs, that would have made it a much different complexion coming down the stretch. There's no question. And, you know, not a lot to really point out. I mean, standout-wise, I want to say that Tyler Hansbrough is not going to show up that much in the box score, aside from the plus-minus. Check it out. He was plus 19 in this ball game. He only played 20 minutes, but he had 10 points. He had a block. He had 6 rebounds, and he was 5 of 8 from the field. And he was really coming through and causing havoc, just getting his hands on balls. I'd almost want to give him the game ball, but it's tough when you got Lowry, when you got two guys going for 30. So the Raptors picking up the W, they improved to 24-7. By the way, if you're doing the math, they beat Denver in that fourth quarter 28-15. Tough break for Denver after putting up 33 in the third. So Raptors, and you know what? They're on the second end of a back-to-back. It should have been the Raptors losing the legs on the road, but they did not. They held strong, and they represented. And your Raptors are now sitting at 1.5 games atop the Eastern Conference at 24-7. And in fact, we are tied with Golden State for wins right now. We're at 24-7. They're at 24-5. Only one team, the Portland Trail Blazers, has more wins than the Raptors at 25-7. And wouldn't you know it, that's our next matchup. Tuesday, the Toronto Raptors will be in Portland taking on the Blazers for essentially what's going to be league supremacy. Or at least securing that number 2 spot, depending on how Golden State goes between now and then. But things are interesting for the Raptors, are they not? And again, I'm going to say it. It values Singh. No DeMar DeRozan. We do not have our number 1 scorer. Our only all-star is not playing. All right, he has not played for half the season. Raptors, I believe, are now 11-4 without DeMar. Maybe 10-4. Unbelievable. What a great year to be doing a Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm thrilled. It's just such a pleasure to watch 2 Raptors wins in one day. All right, so that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. We got the Portland Trail Blazers coming up next. That's going to be a big matchup. That's not for until tomorrow night, though, so the Raptors are going to have at least a good day and a half of rest. So hopefully we can come out blazing against the Blazers. I mean, they're a solid squad. I'm a fan of LaMarcus Aldridge. I'm hoping that our team unity, and Damian Lillard, too. Jeez, that guy's a problem. Damian Lillard's a problem. Lowry's going to have his work cut out for him. All right, more on the Blazers at the next podcast. I'm getting ahead of myself. Thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy, Sam, chilling here in London, representing the T-Raps. Peace.